I have never before heard anybody mention it, said the cavalier. I command that it shall appear this evening and sing before me, said the emperor. So the cavalier ran up and down all the stairs, through halls and corridors, but no one he met had ever heard of the nightingale. And the cavalier ran back to the emperor and said that it must be a fable invented by the writers. Your Majesty mustn't believe the things people write. It's nothing but lies and something called the black art. But the book, said the emperor, was sent to me by the emperor of Japan, and therefore it cannot be a lie. I will hear the nightingale. It must be here this evening. And if it does not come, the whole court will be punched on the stomach. Tsing pur, said the cavalier. And again he ran up and down all the stairs and through all the halls and corridors, and half the court ran with him, because they didn't like being punched on the stomach. At last they met a poor little girl in the kitchen, who said, Heavens, yes, the nightingale. I know it very well. Yes, it certainly can sing. Every evening, when I walk back home and am tired and rest in the wood, then I hear the nightingale sing. And then the tears come into my eyes, and it is just as if my mother kissed me.